From Radio K-Man's newsroom, I'm April Cummings. The latest update from government continues to show the growing spread of COVID-19 with several hundred additional cases. Radio K-Man's Carsley Fuller reports.
Government reported 357 new cases of COVID-19 in the Cayman Islands Wednesday night, with 19 of those in the sister islands. There have been 132 confirmed cases of the Omicron variant in Cayman. The number of suspected cases has ballooned to 1,830. More than 5% of Cayman's estimated population is currently positive for the disease. Nine COVID-19 patients were in the hospital as of midnight on Wednesday. Three of those were new admissions. 81% of Cayman's estimated population is now fully vaccinated. 26% have gotten their booster jab.
Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
Progress is being made to address a number of shortcomings within the HSA pharmacy services identified by the Auditor General in a November report. Speaking to Public Accounts Committee members on Wednesday, Lizette Yearwood told MPs an implementation action plan has been put in place with a main focus this year on the dispensing of drugs to help streamline the process for patients. One of the big wins will be the relocation of the pharmacy to a new, larger location in coming weeks.
We've been involved in regards to a number of cross-training as well for our pharmacy technicians so that they can not just be able to dispense the medication, hand out the medication at the window, but they can also collect at the same time rather than persons having to move from one window to the other. So I believe that the overall experience for the client will be positive.
Plans for the future include expanding pharmacy services in Bodentown and more pharmacy staff. Meals on Wheels gears up to host its annual Change for Change coin drive this month.
This year it will be held Friday and Saturday, January 28th and 29th, and we will be stationed across locations island-wide.
Meals on Wheels' Jennifer West tells Radio Cayman they're looking for more than 300 volunteers to help them over the 2 days. And you can register by logging on to mealsonwheels.ky. All funds raised will go towards community efforts to end senior hunger. Every day, Meals on Wheels delivers more than 320 hot meals and soups for those in need across 5 districts. You can get more information at mealsonwheels.ky. Now to the BBC for the latest world business headlines.
BBC News with Justine Green. A former Syrian colonel has been jailed for life in Germany for mass torture, killings and other abuses at a notorious prison in Damascus. Anwar Raslan is the most senior Syrian official to be held accountable anywhere for crimes against humanity carried out under President Bashar al-Assad. The European Union says it will impose sanctions on Mali after the military leaders who carried out last year's coup went back on a pledge to hold elections next month. The EU said the decision was also in response to the arrival of Russian military contractors who are helping the government. The security forces in Sudan have opened fire and used tear gas to disperse thousands of protesters calling for an end to military rule. The authorities say a police officer was stabbed to death near the presidential palace. More than 60 demonstrators have been killed since October's coup, most shot or hit by tear gas canisters. The British Security Service MI5 has informed Parliament in London that a woman working for the Chinese government has been seeking to improperly influence politicians. The Speaker of Parliament said MI5 had found that the woman was engaged in what were termed political interference activities. A passenger train has derailed in the Indian state of West Bengal, killing at least 5 people. Railway officials said the train was less full than usual because of COVID restrictions. Talks are taking place to try to defuse tensions between nomadic Bedouin people and Israeli riot police following a second night of clashes over a government tree planting scheme. The Bedouin believe the project in the Negev Desert is an attempt to push them off their land. The government denies this. Australia has matched its hottest day on record after a remote coastal town reported temperatures of 50.7 Celsius. The temperature in Onslow in Western Australia matched a record set 60 years ago in South Australia. The average in the town is 36.5.